My name is Ben Bailey, the minister for the Central Church of Christ. We're so glad that you've joined us for our broadcast today.
What is truth? John 18, verse 38. Welcome to our study of a series of lessons about the truth. In these lessons, we're going to be examining certain biblical and moral subjects to see what God has to say about these. The most important that we could begin with is the truth concerning truth itself. We live in a world where truth is not that important anymore. And what one person feels is truth may not be the same truth for another person, and there's just a lot of relativism and subjectivity today. But friends, we need to understand that truth is the most important possession any civilization can have. The proverb writer said this concerning truth. In Proverbs 23 and verse 23, the proverb writer said, "Buy the truth and sell it not." No matter what truth cost us, it is the most important thing we could have. Now think about it in common terms we use today. As it relates to things like math, where would we be without certain truths? How would you know that such simple things, even like 2 plus 2 equals 4, is really true? How would we know what is right and wrong in any society? In fact, how would you know anything at all if there is no truth? How do you know that you're even here and that life's even real if there is no truth to live by in this world? And so let us first examine Pilate's question in John 18, verse 38. Pilate, probably with a sinister motive, asked, "What is truth?" And friends, we're going to answer truth by looking at four things that are definitely true from the Scriptures. First of all, God Himself is truth. 2 Chronicles 15, verse 13, the people cried out to the true God. 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 9, people turn from idols to serve the true and living God. And so God Himself represents that which is true, that which is not a lie, that which is right. Jesus Christ is true. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 21, we are told that the truth is in Christ. Remember what Jesus said in John 14, 6? "I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father except by me." And so we would say that God is truth. We would say that His Son, Jesus Christ, is truth. We would also say that the Holy Spirit is truth. 1 John 5 and verse 6, the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of truth. And thus, everything the Spirit gave us would naturally be true, which leads to our fourth subject of truth, and that is that the Word of God is also true. Jesus had already said in John 17, verse 17, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." What's truth today? Remember Psalm 119 in verse 160? The psalmist said this about the Word of God: "The entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever." And so God, Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Godhead is truth. And because they are true, the Word that emanated from God, inspired by the Holy Spirit, spoken by Jesus Christ, is itself true. And so when we talk about truth, we're talking about these things. But how would we define truth today? What would be some characteristics of what truth really is? Well, we would say, first of all, that truth is right or upright. Psalm 19, verse 8, "All the commandments of God are righteous." Psalm 119, verse 128, the psalmist said, "I perceive that all your commandments, all your statutes and judgments are right." And so when we define truth, we're defining that which is righteous, that which is right, that which is above the normal standard. We're talking about that which is just, fair. Revelation 15, verse 3, God is spoken of as a just and holy God. And so it's right. It's just and fair. It's trustworthy. Part of truth is that you can trust it. Proverbs 3 and verse 5, the Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will direct your paths." Job made a great statement in Job 13, verse 15. Job said, "Even though He slay me, yet will I trust Him." Because God was true and trustworthy, Job was going to trust Him. And truth, another characteristic, not only is it right, not only is it just, not only is it trustworthy, but truth, by its very nature, is perfect. It's complete. James 1, verse 25 says, "We now have the perfect, the complete law of liberty. And so these are some characteristics that kind of define truth for us. But friends, we need to see today the importance of truth in such a relative society. There's so much modern relativism today. People are a lot like Pilate. What is truth? You know, there was a time when people are like this during Israel's day. In Jeremiah 7 and verse 28, the Bible says, "Truth perished from that nation." Listen to these words. "So you shall say to them, this is a nation that does not obey the voice of the Lord their God, nor receive correction." And notice this, "truth has perished and has been cut off from their mouth." The relative society says that truth is subjective. But friends, this is false, and we can know this is false for the following reasons. There are simply universal standards that are true, that are undeniable in every realm of life. In math, as we mentioned, anywhere you go in the world, 2 plus 2 is always going to be 4. It's never going to be 5, and it's never going to be 3. It's always going to be 4. That is a universal truth. In science, there are universal truths that cannot be changed anywhere at any time. Concerning law, like the laws of our government, there are laws that we have that are true, that cannot be denied. Why is it then that in math and science and law, we understand that there's truth, but sometimes we take our brain out and put it outside our head and act like in religion, there is no truth? You see, God Himself does not change. Malachi 3 and verse 6, the Bible says, concerning God, "I am God. I am the Lord. I do not change." God says, "Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob." God's not a God who changes. He's constant. He remains the same. Hebrews 13 verse 8, the Bible says, "Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever." And because God is the same, we need to understand that His Word is the universal standard for religious truth. Friends, this is so important. As we talk about truth as it relates to matters of religion, please understand that God's Word is the universal standard in all matters relating to religion and truth. John 7 verse 17, Jesus there taught us that if a man wants to know God's will, he shall know concerning the truth, concerning the Word of God, whether Jesus spoke on His own authority or whether it was of God. And we can know today that what Jesus said and what the Scriptures teach are from God. Now, friend, you need to understand this is a very important point. As we relate to talking about how that the Word of God is a universal standard for truth, here's how this is so important. Turn your attention for just a moment to John chapter 12 and verse 48. When we stand before God on the judgment day, when we will stand before His awesome throne, what truth is going to judge all men? Listen to these words. Jesus said, "He who rejects Me and does not receive My words has that which judges him." Jesus said, "The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day." And so here we see that truth is what's going to judge all people. And so what do we learn about truth? Truth does not change for a person. A person must change for truth. Hear that well. We don't change truth for people. We try to change people to understand and live their life by the truth of God's will. You know, truth is important because of our inability to direct ourselves. I can't get myself to heaven. You can't get yourself to heaven. Jeremiah said in the long ago, in Jeremiah 10, verse 23, "There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof, it's the way of death." Proverbs 16, verse 25. Jeremiah said, "O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps." Look at what Jeremiah said. I know man is not in himself, his way. It's not in man to direct his own steps. We can't get ourselves to heaven. And thus we need to ask for the old paths, where the good way is, and there we'll find rest for our souls. Jeremiah 6 and verse 16. You know, truth is important because it gives us the fundamental answers to life's greatest questions. Truth of God's Word tells me how I got here. I am not the accident of some million, billion-year-old explosion and out of it man came. That's not how we got here. We're not some lower amoeba who climbed up the ladder. The Bible tells us that we are the very creation of God Himself. We are the pinnacle of all that He made. Genesis 1 verse 1, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And God said, let us make man in our image after our own likeness." Genesis 1, verse 27. "And thus God breathed into man the breath of life, and man became a living being." Genesis 2, verse 7. The psalmist declared in Psalm 19:1, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork." I got here because God spoke and it happened. Friends, the Bible also tells us why we're here. It gives us the truth on the fundamental question, what in the world are we doing here? Why am I here? We're here to glorify God and to prepare for eternity. Isaiah 43 and verse 7, God said, "Everyone who is called by My name, listen, whom I have created for My glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. I'm here to fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. My life is not about me. It's not about how many pleasures I can fulfill in this life. Life is about glorifying God and preparing for eternity." And finally, the Bible tells us the truth on where we're going. Not only do we learn how we got here, not only do we learn why we're here, we learn where we're going after this life. There are two options. Matthew 25 and verse 46, Jesus said, "The righteous will go away into eternal life, and the unrighteous into eternal condemnation." So understand that after this life, there is a place called eternity, a place of heaven and a place of hell. And if we live right, we can go to heaven, but if we don't, we'll be lost for all eternity. Friends, I would suggest as well that the truth is important because it is what sets us free from sin. In John chapter 8, Jesus spoke about the truth and our need to live it in our lives so that we can be free from sin. Look at what it says in John 8, verse 32. The Scripture says, Jesus speaking, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Oh, how important it is for us to know the truth of God's Word. What can set us free from bondage to Satan? Romans 6, 17 says, "God be thanked, that though you were the slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered." God's Word, obedience to the will of God, is what sets us free from bondage to Satan. Don't you remember that horrible bondage to Pharaoh in Exodus 3 and 4? God's people were not being given proper needs to supply brick, proper things to make it. As a result, Pharaoh was a very hard taskmaster. They're being persecuted. They're being made to do hard labor. And you remember the great bondage they received from Pharaoh by the hand of God through Moses? Friends, that is reminiscent of the bondage we receive from Satan by obedience to Jesus Christ. But the truth is also important because it sets us free from sin. Sin is what has had a stranglehold upon man from the beginning. Romans 3, verse 23, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 6, verse 23 says, "The wages of sin is death," but listen to the latter half. "The free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." I can be free from sin by obedience to the gospel. And I'm made free to obey Jesus Christ. Galatians 5, 1 and verse 13, we have freedom in Christ. Freedom to do His will. And so truth is important because it sets us free in this life. But friend, truth is also important because of the abundance of error that's being taught today. You know, the devil was a liar from the beginning. And many of his kinfolk are still around today trying to cause others to believe a lie. Look at what Jesus said about the devil in John chapter 8 and verse 44. Jesus said this, "You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it." Like the people in Isaiah 30 and verse 10, where they said, "You speak to us smooth things, prophesy unto us deceits." There are a lot of people today who are doing exactly that. The devil is the father of lies.